Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, in this week's Agri-Beef Minute, we're going to hear from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. That's because the Biden administration has decided to discontinue a program that delivers boxes of surplus agricultural products to food banks, citing inefficiencies in distribution.
There was a significant difference of administrative costs. In some cases, people were charged a tremendous amount just to fill the boxes. There was an inadequate accounting of where the boxes were actually delivered. There was a lot of food waste and loss that we uncovered as a result of these listening sessions. We're going to try to take what we've learned, the best of that program, and incorporate it into our traditional regular programs, which are very efficient in terms of food distribution.
Now, the Farmers to Families Food Box program was started at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic as a way to get excess farm production into the hands of food insecure Americans. The former Trump administration hired hundreds of companies to buy food, package it, and then deliver it to food banks and other charities nationwide. And the program was launched in response to reports of agricultural produce going to waste. But the cost was $4 billion, which is actually some six times the USDA's normal emergency food budget. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.